Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks. It sucks for him for sure. But because he's had such a nice camp as a young player, and then watching him in mini camp and just seeing his, you know, command of the offense. And then, but this year is a growth year for him. It's a year to watch and learn and obviously better himself. This would just be a minor setback for him. You know, it would have been great to see him get some live reps in the preseason, but I'm not sure when he's going to be back. Hopefully he's back in time to take maybe the second or third game. But either way, you know, this is a year for him to grow and learn and get his body the way he wants to get it and get ready to be the guy for a long time.
All right, friends, there we go. That's Aaron Rodgers from earlier today meeting with the media and talking about one Will Howard, who Rodgers at least attempted to keep the door, the light on for, the door open for, the door ajar for, a preseason return. Maybe he could be back for the second or third game. Most of the people who put timelines on this stuff think Will Howard is definitively out for the entirety of the postseason, and that is where we start today's PM team. Donnie Football on the other side. Intern Jack is in there. I think we have something of a full house. I'm assuming Starkey had some sort of a tea time earlier today to get to. Pony is out. Not with explosive diarrhea, as is our custom on this show to cite as far as the cause. He is out with a case of explosive parenthood. Riding all the rides at Idlewild, maybe? I think he's taking a dad day. Daddy daycare, potentially, or just some dad day out?
Idlewild's a pretty good kid spot because there aren't many rides for adults.
When I was like a teenager,
they
I thought,
like
why
two
do
roller
people,
coasters
yeah,
and
why
normally
do people
one
like
is
doing
closed?
This? And then when you're a parent, yeah, when you're a parent, it's a completely different story. You're like, oh, okay, I get why people like to do that. Lennox won the, I took Lennox to the bowling alley near my house, and it has like a big arcade, Don, and it has one of those bits where it's the game of skill, right, where it's, you hit the hammer, like a whack-a-mole hammer on a little disc, right? But it's not about can you hit it harder than anyone else. It's can you hit it with just the right amount of force to get the bonus prize at the top? And it's like tickets, right? Electronic tickets that get loaded onto your card. I kid you not. He goes, Dad, I want to do this. I said, okay, man, whatever. It's Dad and Lennox day here. Like, you make the call. I swipe the card. He picks up the hammer. The increments are 5, 10, 15, I think 20, and there's maybe like a 100 somewhere in there. And then at the very top, the big bonus is 1,000 tickets. He whacks it like about as hard as you would think a six-year-old would hit it if they don't really know what they're doing. 1,000 tickets right off the jump. He hits the big bonus. I said to some dude who works there, how often does this happen even? Because it almost seemed too easy. He goes, oh, maybe once or twice a day max, and people try a lot. Totally different ballgame when you're a parent. I was way more hyped about that than about like, I don't know, I was more hyped about that than like the Pirates hitting a home run or something. I was like, buddy, that's unbelievable. You might never do that again. Anyway, Pony will be back tomorrow. It's probably for the best. Let's cut the BS here. It is probably for the best. Pony is my friend. Pony is my colleague. I respect Pony a ton. I like Pony a lot. But he would have been in here. He might have started with like an official, like a song of mourning. He might have dressed all in black and put a veil across his face. He was acting like Will Howard was going to get taken out back behind the barn, say your goodbyes, he's done. Like they were going to send him to a nice farm upstate. He's got a bunch of other Will Howards and a lot more space to run. Man alive, I get it. I get that there's an intrigue factor when it comes to a prospect like Will Howard. Almost because of the same thing that I have said to, you know, take the temperature down on the expectations for this player, which seem to be going through the roof. The same stuff I've cited as to why, hey, let's cool your jets. You can sort of twist and say, no, let's get excited about the player. And Pony was leading that charge. I've read his tweets today. I think he would have been almost unable to do the show. It's better that he's with family and that he's happy, because I really don't think he'd be able to keep his composure today. Will Howard, yes, intriguing, interesting prospect. He's 6'4", he's 235, he's got good physical attributes. You heard Rodgers talk about him there. He said a lot of nice things. Rodgers is, I think, Mr. Happy-Go-Lucky right now, so I think you're going to really have to get him to stretch to say publicly some really nasty stuff about anybody on this team, unless he wants to send a message. The guy is a third-string quarterback, though. And I think we need a dose of perspective on this show to start off about his injury. Because, like, here are the facts about it. It's probably going to keep him out 3 weeks. It doesn't apparently require surgery, which is, I would think, always a good thing. If the thing can heal on its own, that's good. It is going to do a couple tangible things, Will Howard's hand injury. It's going to do a couple tangible things. One, it's going to stink for Will Howard. It does stink. It's not good. Rodgers is right. It sucks for him. It's going to inhibit some of his development. I think the Steelers, if they are being given truth serum, would probably say, and I know Rodgers at the end of what he said there, that clip we played, sort of alluded to the idea that maybe Will Howard could be the man long term. Who knows? Rodgers knows ball, obviously. He's going to be in the upper room of the Hall of Fame if they had such a thing. But he's ultimately probably slated and ticketed, Will Howard is, to be a long-term backup in the NFL. No shame in that. You can make a lot of money doing that. You can make a lot of money. Chase Daniels should have been a guy who modeled backwards hats and Microsoft Surface tablets or clipboards, right? Bruce Gradkowski knows how to wear a hat backwards, made many million dollars in the NFL. What did Chase Daniel make, 60-some million? You play 7 or 8 years as a backup quarterback getting decent backup quarterback money. What's Rudolph making this year, $4 million a year, I think? 2 years, $8 million off the top of my head? It's a nice lucrative little job. It's an important job. You do want a backup you can actually trust. You probably want a backup who's going to play the position at least sort of the way your starter plays the position. The Ravens did that for years with Snoop Huntley and Lamar Jackson. Snoop Huntley, of course, now becoming the 72nd quarterback to join the Browns in their camp. They might add up to 80 quarterbacks before things are all done this year. But Will Howard is a backup quarterback and right now a third-string quarterback who hurt his hand. He didn't tear his knee up. He didn't break his back. He didn't suffer a neck injury. We don't know if some condition that was discovered, like this, like a spinal stenosis. It's nothing like that. Will Howard broke his thumb, basically. Broke a small bone in his hand. And he's going to miss 3 weeks. And honestly, it wasn't just Pony. Like, to hear some people talk about it, you would have thought that there was like a death in the Steelers family here. It inhibits his progress. It slows him down. And it does rob Will Howard of some reps that you would love if he is going to be your long-term backup quarterback, you would love for him to get. Like, there's basic stuff that matters in the NFL that I certainly don't take for granted as a fan or as an analyst or as an observer. Like, you got to see a guy go out there against a team wearing another jersey, trying to stop him, and do the very basic football 101 stuff at this level. Get your guys lined up correctly. Get the cadence. Get all that stuff right. Do the little things. Like, that is stuff that Will Howard is going to miss out on this year that he cannot replace. But when he comes back, it's not going to be like him wandering in from the desert. He's going to have just been on the sideline, probably doing stuff that isn't related to throwing with his throwing hand, but otherwise soaking in the exact same amount of information that he otherwise would have. And to hear some of it and see some of it as far as reaction goes, and I will single out Pony a little bit here because he tends to get a little bit out over his skis and very emotional about these things. I just felt like it was a wildly disproportionate reaction to both who the player is and what the injury is. I do think this much, which is sort of a separate story or separate conversation, Will Howard was absolutely, short of what, Caleb Johnson, short of Roman Wilson, maybe you can make the argument, of like all young players on this roster, he was probably the guy I wanted to see the most in the preseason because he was probably going to get a ton of time. Figure it this way. Good chance Rodgers doesn't even play this week. Good chance that had Will Howard not gotten hurt, Mason Rudolph would have played what? Maybe the first quarter to get the rust knocked off, but they know what Mason Rudolph is and more importantly what Mason Rudolph isn't. You'd then use the rest of that game, you would think, second quarter maybe onward or mid-second quarter onward, hey, here comes Will Howard. He's going to play at least a quarter and a half. Maybe Skylar Thompson brings the mop and bucket and finishes this thing off as a camp arm is in a practice squad ticketed player is wont to do. But Will Howard was going to get a nice, healthy chunk of action. You were going to get to at least, I think, put down some tape and decide, okay, is this guy worth the hype? Is there a throw or a play or something that stands out that differentiates him from most sixth-round picks? He was probably going to get to play a decent chunk in the next two preseason games. You were going to get an extended look. When we did the black and gold auction house yesterday, he had the highest yardage total. He was almost at 300 yards. That's a reflection of presumed playing time. And now we won't get that. And so from a perspective of you're watching the preseason, you want storylines, you want to see things happen that you can dig your teeth into as a football psycho, Will Howard not being there is going to suck. But I needed to take 10 minutes to start today's show to pull the e-brake like it's an episode of Walker, Texas Ranger, and it's the theme song, spin this truck around and get people back to sanity here. It was not a death in the Steelers family. A guy broke his thumb. My God.
Yeah, a couple of things off that, Chris.
Hello, Don.
First, hello. Chase Daniel, roughly $42 million in career earnings in a 13-year career.
I 42, would say, 60, still,
I would say,
yeah.
I would still say nothing to
sniff at.
Yeah. The other thing is that I think this will kind of ease those expectations back down to where you and I thought they probably should be. It does suck for the player because
there's no doubt. And he seems like an easy guy to root for too.
This did seem like his big opportunity to show anything. And yeah, I get that you have to take preseason results with a grain of salt. We all learned that very easily a couple of years ago, but it was really his shot to show anything that he could have had going into next year. I will say this, and I think it was a take that Dom actually had, except I think he went a bit extreme, which he tends to do. In a way, for the Steelers going forward, it's not a terrible thing because I think this would end any sort of debate of what they should do in the 26th draft. Because there certainly were people, and I feel like Pony was one of them, the direction he was going in.
Oh, he was talking himself into the idea that they didn't need to draft a quarterback in the first round.
Correct.
Or at all. Yeah,
that
he was absolutely, he had twisted like in the Fast and the Furious down that road and he was driving.
That should still be the focus. A quarterback in the first round should still be the focus. And picking somebody in round six, 185 overall, should not prohibit that. And if he is a career backup, that's all well and good. I mean, if he has the career...
If you get 10-year backup out of a sixth-round pick, honestly, backup quarterback, and he's like a decent, he's a good backup, that is it. This is going to shock people. That is an objectively good sixth-round pick. If you have a guy who gets two contracts, maybe three, as your principal backup quarterback, and even plays 500 ball in the games he plays, I'm dead serious. That would constantly... If you asked me to grade it 10 years from now, Will Howard starts a total of 16 games for the Steelers over 10 years. Now let's go lower. 12 games. Like maybe one a season. And he's got at least half of those games, Donnie, are games that actually matter and not mop up at the end of the year for a game like a classic Tommy Maddox in Buffalo situation. If he were to go 6-6 in those 12 games, let's say, in 10 years, I would call that a good pick.
Yes.
I would. At pick 185, absolutely. I could go read the list of people who have been picked at 185, and you'd find a lot of bums in there who never even made the league.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at a list of guys that got taken in round six, you know, outside of Tom Brady, that at least had some notoriety in their NFL careers. You have Mark Bulger, a local legend who certainly turned out a good NFL career given where he was picked. Matt Hasselbeck, kind of in that same category.
Was Sean King a sixth rounder for the Bucks? The guy who almost got them to the Super Bowl in the Bert Emanuel game?
I didn't see his name.
The pride of Tulane?
You had, like, Tyrod Taylor. You had Derek Anderson. And you might laugh at some of those guys, but, I
mean,
realistically,
Derek Anderson made a Pro Bowl.
So, yeah, so did Taylor. If Howard has the career of those two, that's a phenomenal career for a guy that gets picked that late.
Yeah, I'm with you.
10-plus years, a dozen-plus years in the league? Taylor's been playing for 15 years.
Sean King was a second-round pick. My apologies to Sean King and all of his loved ones for calling him a sixth-rounder. My bad. That was one great year he had in 2000. Yeah, you're right, though. You're right. I'm with you on this. I am. I think the other thing about Howard is this. Aren't people telling on themselves a little bit with him when they, like, the people who have said, like, wow, this guy could be the future, acting like 3 weeks off, missing the preseason is a death blow, kind of implies that you think he absolutely, like, that the coaches weren't looking at him like people on the outside were. If he was a, not even a sure thing, but a guy you were highly optimistic about, losing 3 weeks here and those reps would be bad for him. It would not be, like, career breaking. And I've already seen people saying this could be his one chance to prove what he can do. No, if they really like him, he'll come back. He'll get his handful of reps every day in practice, like probably just like a couple. If he makes the most of them, he'll stay on their radar, and that'll be that, man.
Not to mention, who knows what will happen once we get into the regular season. I mean, it takes an injury to a 41-year-old quarterback and then an injury to Mason Rudolph.
And he's on the
really
field.
Just bad play from Mason Rudolph, and he's on the field, which could change the calculus in a couple ways.
He's potentially two snaps away. You know what else? You'll find out how much this affected him if he comes right back and is third on the depth chart, will you not? If he doesn't move down, if they don't move Skylar Thompson up and like try to, they won't try to sneak Howard through. They'll make him the third stringer. Bottom line is it just costs him, what, probably 75 snaps in the NFL in the preseason games? Maybe 80? Okay, that's valuable experience. It ain't the end of the world. 412-928-9370. That's the phone number. It's also the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Aaron Rodgers says it stinks, the injury does, for Will Howard, and that he was having a good camp so far, that he looked like he knew the offense. How big of a deal is this to you? How bummed out are you? Those are two separate issues, so you can answer them however you want. How bummed out are you that by this injury? How big of a deal is it for Will Howard and the Steelers as it pertains especially to some of these preseason games?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up. I've already run afoul of Barber Football Focus for quote-unquote dumping on Will Howard. I neglected to mention one thing at the start of today's show. Pony was getting gassed up about the Will Howard preseason experience, folks. He picked him in Black and Gold Auction House. He jinxed him. It's his fault again. Again. He even admitted as much to me and you, Don, in a text message. He said, I think I jinxed him, boys. I said, think? I know you did. It's like the easiest call in the world. Pony predicts big things for Will Howard. He's lucky it was just a broken thumb. Pony predicts big things. You could like worry about like a ligament. Follow us on Twitter, by the way. Do that for sure. It's at 93.7 The Fan, and it is brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. I said before we go to the phones and talk a little bit more about Will Howard, and just full disclosure, I do think this sucks for him, and this is how it goes. When you say what you think is just a common sense take about the guy, everyone calls you a hater. It's the usual like 2025 media environment if you're doing this kind of a show. I was actually excited to see him. I wasn't particularly enthused to see Mason Rudolph only because I know exactly what Mason Rudolph is and what it's going to look like. He'll look pretty good. Cabal will say something about him clearly being the best quarterback in camp, although maybe he won't do that now because he works for McAfee and McAfee puts Rodgers on every day or every week. So maybe that would have disappeared. But Rodgers you wanted to see, and then you wanted to get him in bubble wrap and get him out of there. Rudolph, you kind of knew what you were getting. Skylar Thompson, no disrespect. Who cares? Your career probably peaked when you almost beat the Bills in the playoffs a couple of years ago. Will Howard was the guy you wanted to see. And so, you know, while I say, like, let's pump the brakes and not, you know, need our fainting couches here and fumble around in hysterics, I did want to see the guy play. I said, though, on YouTube that there was something just unbelievably out of pocket that was done. So everybody knows if you follow the YouTube live stream of the show, and I think it's a great way to take in the show if you want to see what we all look like. I have a hat on right now that on my monitor looks like it's a white hat, but it is in fact a very fashionable yellow, kind of pastel yellow fan hat. You can also participate. You can get into the YouTube comments. I occasionally do this in the mornings. I watch Crowley and Doran usually when I'm getting up in the morning and kids are kind of just hanging out and doing their own thing. You can also then, and I think I've mentioned this, you can spend money to promote a comment on YouTube so that in the comments window watching this show, there will be this big bubble that differentiates your comment, that it will feature your comment and make it more prominent so it doesn't get lost in the shuffle, and you can pay a certain amount for it. A man named Zach paid $9.99 to write this and basically get it blasted out into the ether. I need Dom producing on a doubleheader. The kid had me dying of laughter. First of all, Zach, if you're out there still listening and watching, congratulations on all your success. You had $10 to flush down the toilet on that one? Given Dom props? That's got to be a first in recorded history. Our friend Jory Rans-Tate immediately said, okay, Dom, assuming it was a Dom burner. I thought the same thing. $10 to say that you need more Dom? Who's ever said that? I would think it would be the opposite. I'll pay you $10 to make sure I don't hear Dom for an extra 4 hours. He was getting into it with Zangrilli. So, Zach, I mean, that's brave work by you, Zach DePippa. And he said, $10 to make everyone aware of the fact that he's a big Dom fan.
You have to find out if he is an actual friend of Dom.
I would love to know. I would love to know. Is it $10, dude? I've seen people pay $2. This thing's got, like, gold. It's like a gold bubble. You can't miss it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a congratulations on all of your success, because
really
I'm certainly
is.
Not dropping 10 to leave a comment.
I agree with you, man. It really is. It just shocked me. It almost threw me off in the middle of my opening remarks and monologue. I was like, what is somebody spending this much money on? Dom? Let's go to Simon on the Fan. He is in Nash, Vegas. What's up?
Gentlemen, how we doing?
We're doing well. What do you got for us, Simon?
I appreciate your takes, and you took away from smothering us talking about a third string playing in the preseason. All I really wanted to say is, obviously, Steelers fans, we want to see Will Howard and what he's got, but it's a third string quarterback. Let's just focus on getting through the preseason and getting to the regular season. And also, I was more excited watching Scorin Doran play preseason ball than I would have been about Will Howard.
Doran made one of the best catches I've ever seen in a preseason game. Are you familiar with it?
I sure am. I went to high school with him, so yes.
Doran going down the right sideline and one-handing one in full gallop is one of the better preseason plays I can remember. It's one of the few preseason plays for anybody that actually sticks out in my brain when he was down there with Houston. So, yes, if you...
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so you know the play. You know ball, Simon. And listen, here are the only like couple of outcomes that could have happened with Will Howard, I think, had he not hurt his hand yesterday. He comes in and doesn't play well. People like me are somehow still the villain because we shrug and go, okay, so what? Like, big deal. Like, that he's a third stringer. He's learning on the job. Pony would have, and people inclined to say Will Howard could be the truth, the whole truth. Oh, no, he was victimized by bad play calling. Don't look into it. Or Will Howard actually looks pretty good, and then I guarantee you this is what would have happened. Are you ready? Will Howard comes in, and let's say he leads two touchdown drives. The people would have been at the castle gates demanding more Will Howard. Forget about Will Howard not being the Steelers quarterback till next year. Maybe he just takes over this year. Bumps Mason Rudolph out of the way. In all seriousness, if he ever played well enough for them to feel like he was better than Mason Rudolph already, that would be a humongous net positive. But if he even played okay, you would have people trying to will themselves into believing that that was the case. Vinny is on 93.7 The Fan. Hello, Vinny.
Hey, Donnie, how are you doing today, buddy?
This isn't Donnie. You talked to him when he put you on the line.
Donnie.
No, 0-2.
Donnie,
this is Chris.
Oh, is this Moeller?
Vinny, brother, I've been on the air telling people that Pony's not on today for like 25 minutes, man.
I just got in the car. I'm sorry, Chris.
Do Pony and I sound that much alike? I don't think we do.
Yeah, I thought it was Pony. I'm sorry. I apologize.
What do you got for me, Vinny?
It's about Will Howard. I'm a big Will Howard fan. I wanted to see him play. I wanted to see if he can take the spot next year or maybe the year after if Rodgers does come back. I don't know why people ain't giving him a shot. Six-round pick, that's not that bad, Chris.
I mean, it's 184 players Vinny picked before him, and he's a big, strong, pretty athletic guy, and who apparently he's great in interviews and apparently a really smart guy. He apparently is also like picking up the offense quickly. Again, you go to Ohio State, you're that big, you're that strong, etc. There usually is a pretty good reason why you last till the sixth round. Also, I think we might have just created a new word there from Vinny. Maybe he was calling in because he thought he was talking to a fellow Paisan, and then he hears me. He's like, oh, you're not Pony. Did you hear how he pronounced Will Howard, Donnie? I think he turned it into one word.
Will Howard.
No, I think it was even different. I think he made it Will Howard. So like W-U-L-L-H-A-H-R-D. Will Howard. We might need to get that and study that one for the future for science. I don't think I've ever heard Will Howard said that way before. Will Howard. Here's number one Will Howard fan. I might be rapidly descending in this man's opinion. 10,000 barbers working for him, crunching the tape every week, and he loves Ohio State Buckeyes who make it to the pros. I'm, of course, talking about the leader of our PM Team Lunatic Fringe, Johnny the Barber. Hello, Johnny.
Hello. Is Pony there?
No.
Okay, damn. Listen, I'm tired of hearing your Will Howard hate, man. I mean, he's... Actually, his numbers are better than Big Ben's in college, and he played at a real college, not the soft MAC. So I don't understand where you're thinking he doesn't have the pedigree. I mean, he won the Big 12. He beat TCU that went to the playoffs. I mean, the guy's got the pedigree. I don't know why you hate, man. You should just embrace it.
Well, I'm not hating, Johnny. If he played for Kansas State and beat Ohio State, and then was drafted by the Steelers but had never transferred to the Ohio State University, would you feel this strongly about him?
No.
Okay, just making sure. Anything else you'd like to add?
O-H-I-O.
I like it when Johnny's very honest with me. Oh, if he hadn't gone to Ohio State, screw him. I think he's only accepted one non-Ohio State player as great, and that's Burrow. And he tries to still claim Burrow for Ohio State very conveniently, which I think, just again, I admire the commitment to to the concept here, to the bit, if you will. I would say to Johnny, I don't hate the kid. I hope he actually turns into their next long-term backup. And if he's good enough to actually warrant a real shot at starting, to be very clear, that's a house money win for the Steelers. I just do think it should, like, if we all use logical thinking as part of our, like, way to come up with opinions, we all try to use analytical, logical thinking. Ask yourself why, with all of those things Johnny said about him, which are true, great numbers for Ohio State, won a national championship, kind of bounce back down the stretch to kick ass and do it. Big measurables that you want, height, weight, all that stuff. Arm is good. Not great, but good, which is all you really need anymore. You have to go back and run it through the filter of, well, why was he still there at pick 184? Is it the Steelers? Like, is every team stupid? Are the Eagles stupid? You don't think if they thought Will Howard was maybe a good quality long-term backup who sort of mirrors Jalen Hurts, that in that he can run a little bit and he's got a pretty good arm and he's got high character, they might not take him? Not every team. I mean, sometimes there are guys who are just missed on by the league. AB's an example here. Brady's the all-time example. And sometimes the league just says, hey, you were a really good college player. You're not maybe a great pro prospect. And so it is, I think, with...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to the PM Team on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Donnie, I was actually listening in the car via the Odyssey app to your hit on Cleveland Radio this morning with Ken Carmen, who is worth between $1 and $3 million, we found out yesterday. Very good work by you. The Odyssey app on CarPlay, man, is very nice. Looks real good there. Better and better and better on that Odyssey app in the car. And, of course, I could have done the hit, but then I told Ken I had a prior engagement, which I did at 7:30 in the morning. I was doing a Verizon thing, Don, down at Acrisure Stadium. I think old Mulsey killed it. I got a couple laughs from the crowd. It was a lively crowd at 7:30 in the morning.
Was that Steely McBeam you got a picture?
I got a picture with McBeam. And McBeam, man, whoever was beneath the costume, they did not break mascot code. They have to communicate in nods or shakes of the head and fist bumps. Whoever was doing the McBeam work was true to the mascot code. But that was I had a fun little time down there with Verizon this morning. And they have some very cool stuff they're doing with the Steelers that I know you're going to be hearing about very soon. So that was literally why. And all those guys in Cleveland thought that I was blowing them off on purpose. I was not. But I was glad that you got a little shine off of the whole thing. All right. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider, my goodness, for over 50 years. It's there that we find former MLB All-Star Matt Clement, who we have really enjoyed talking a lot of shop with this year. Matt, what's going on, man?
How are you guys doing? Having a good day so far?
Doing very well here, and I have a lot to get to because before we, or the last time we spoke, we had not seen what the Pirates would ultimately do at the trade deadline, so I'll start you there. What was your impression of the following? Ben Cherington essentially saying that there were better offers, or at least an offer that might have included a top 75 MLB prospect for David Bednar, but that ultimately the package headlined by Rafael Flores was the one that he and his people liked better. I would call that, Matt, a bold statement because essentially the GM is saying, just trust me and my people. I think we think we got this right. So your thoughts on that kind of trade and that return for Bednar in what was a pretty fertile market for sellers if you were selling a reliever?
Yeah, we talked last time that this whole thing is revolving. This trade deadline was revolving around relievers, so you could get a little bit more for them. And again, like you said, you know, you have to trust Ben Cherington and the Pirates scouts on this one because, you know, as a fan or somebody that's watching this team, and I think the tough part is it's frustrated fans that are watching this team and, you know, and frustrated with the decision. So, you know, to come out and make a statement like that is almost like we got this. And I guess time will tell on that situation. But again, it's a fan base that isn't really sure that they believe that, that the Pirates and their scouting staff has this. And you know, from my perspective, it'd be dumb of me to say, like, I'm looking at numbers and stuff. I haven't scouted players. So to say who's better or what's mm-hmm. better is really a tough call for me. And you know, I think it just comes down to the fans trusting Cherington, which I don't know how much a lot of them are right now.
Well, it's like when, to use a football analogy, I think Aaron Rodgers told Packers fans at one point to relax several years ago, and he's an upper room Hall of Fame guy. I think the equivalent right now with the way things have been going would be like, I don't know, Trent Dilfer before he won a Super Bowl telling fans to relax and that he had things under control. The thing I will say, Matt, is, I mean, just taking it, maybe put yourself in the shoes of a player, like put yourself in Paul Skeens' shoes for a minute here. One of the things that's very clear about picking Flores and the other two players from the Yankees over whatever might have been out there, and I think the rumor was Eduardo Tait, the catcher from the Phillies who went to the Twins. He's 19 years old, and he's a high-ceiling catching prospect. Flores should be in the majors sometime next year to help this team at catcher. If you're on the team and you want, you know, you're going to be playing on the team next year like Skeens is, how would you feel about maybe viewing it through the lens of, okay, they took a player where the centerpiece of the deal should be here catching games and hopefully helping us with his bat next year rather than 3 or 4 years from now?
Well, I mean, let's be honest. This whole franchise going forward is going to revolve around Paul Skeens. You're going to give him a contract. You're going to extend him. So, yes, you know, from that perspective, do I think that was the perspective that was made on this trade? I don't know. I probably doubt it. But from somebody like Paul Skeens' shoes, like this guy could help me, help us. And he has, and Paul Skeens isn't a me. He's definitely an us and wants to win because that's what he's used to doing. Yeah. I mean, that does make sense. But it's also, you know, like I said before, like you have to trade people to get people. And especially if you want to fill this lineup with people that are going to, you know, make an impact and let him not be 4-7 at the All-Star break and start in the All-Star game 2 years in a row. So, you know, I guess a little nudge to what you're saying, but mm-hmm. I'm not sure that, you know, that moves the needle for somebody like Paul Skeens.
The pride of Butler, Matt Clement, MLB All-Star, joining us right now here on The Fan, as he does every Wednesday. And I wanted to ask you more about Skeens, though. This story, our own Dan Zangrilli intimated that the Pirates have, in fact, been trying to get a deal done with Skeens, some sort of contract extension. We were spitballing something to the effect of 5 years, $100 million. I think the ARB record, or the ARB projection, I should say, for him is like 45 to 50. Tack on 1 year of free agency at $50 million. Everybody's happy. He has a nine-figure deal. Just from the player's perspective, how do you evaluate something like that where, yeah, you can lock yourself into a lot of money, but there's always the chance that maybe you get hurt in the last year of the deal where you're getting paid $50 million, but uh-oh, now suddenly a $600 million deal might be off the table. How do you weigh those risks, do you think?
Well, I think one thing to factor in with Paul Skeens is, like, let's just look at Roman Anthony today. Mm-hmm. They're talking 8 years, $130 million.
Could be as much as $230 if he hits incentives, yeah.
And Roman Anthony is a, you know, one of the bigger prospects in baseball. But this is Paul Skenes, what he's doing is generational. So the number figure on this is, you know, Skenes can take this wherever he wants to take it. He started the All-Star game his first 2 years in the big leagues. 1 year, he was 4-7. The other year, he wasn't even here half the year, half the first half, and started the All-Star game. Like, the numbers he's putting up haven't been seen before this quick. The only person I can think of this quick was Dwight Gooden, with Doc Gooden,
sure,
when he first came up in 86. And so you are talking, you're talking numbers that are like, could go any direction based on how, I guess, Skenes wants to take it. Now, me as a person, after my first year, and I was a top prospect with the Padres once upon a time, not even in the area code of Paul Skenes as far as what he's doing. And, you know, they offered me a 3-year deal after my first year, or a 4-year deal for, because I wanted some security in my life. And so I think the general terms of this is like, yeah, this would be for Skenes. But at the same time, like, the amount of money that Paul Skenes is making off the field right now really changes things also. Like, he, you know, I can't imagine, you know, what he's garnering per signature on an 8x10 or a baseball right now, which changes the kind of money we think about, the money he's making right now and his signing bonus and just that stuff. But like, he's the most sought after person and one of the top five sought after people in baseball right now, as far as autographs and memorabilia and, you know, and all things like that. So I don't know if 5 for $100 is enough, honestly, if I'm his camp. But at the same time, I get what you're saying. You know, I'm a realist. I look back to myself in this situation. Shoot, I'd take it and run and say, okay, I'll worry about the rest of it later on in my life. $100 million is $100 million.
Is there any, like, ill will if you turn down a contract when it's offered that early, like, from the team? Is it all understood that it's just business? Or is there, or, you know, they try to hit you with, oh, come on, that's disappointing. Look how much money we're guaranteeing you right here, right now. You've barely played in the bigs. I always wondered about the behind-the-scenes dynamics when those deals get offered but they don't get accepted.
Well, I'll say this. I think if this deal gets offered, something's going to get done. I really do. I think so. But if you think about how much they gave Ke'Bryan Hayes, and now we're talking Skenes and the difference in what we're talking about here, you know, the Pirates are going to have to go more than this hypothetical number that we're kind of playing with right now on the radio. And I think that, you know, it all comes down to how many years of his free agency are you going to take away. And if it doesn't take away any of his free agency, you know, you have a chance of getting this thing done. Probably. I don't think there's ill will, but I would think that Skenes is motivated to get something like this done, as all these young, great prospects are, to give them that first step and be so young, set yourself and your family and generations up for life. And then everything else after that is big. And let's be honest, like, from the Pirates' perspective on this, you put insurance on it. Mm-hmm. If something crazy would happen, like a an injury, an off the board injury, and with the medical today, people, you know, you miss a year back, you're stronger, you're better. It's not the death sentence it was back in my time when some of those injuries happened. So I just feel like if this wants to get done on both sides, it's going to get done. The numbers, I don't know if we really realize where they are though.
Last one for you, Matt, and this is one that the Pirates made the wrong kind of history last Friday. 9-0 after a half inning, 9-1 after a full inning. 15-6 later in the game, they become just the fourth instance of a team since 1900 having at least an 8-run lead after one inning of play and losing the baseball game. Problem is, of course, that they were also one of the other three teams that had already had it happen to them in 1989, so it's double trouble, lightning strikes twice. But I was watching that game, and I said to my neighbor, we were sitting on the deck watching the game, I said, I should bet the Rockies right now at 9-0. It's Coors Field. Weird stuff happens. What is your strangest Coors Field story, and how close does it get to 17-16 Pirates lose to the Rockies?
Just a crazy night, actually, as you kind of not watching the game, but watching the scores that went by and, like, you know, seeing them up 9-0, then seeing what happens at the end. I guess my biggest Coors Field, you know, memory, and I actually have the lineup card sitting behind me here. That was my debut, was Coors Field.
And, oh God. Oh my God, dude.
So that was the Blake Street Bombers of Bichette, Larry Walker, Vinny Castillo. They Mike Lansing, like they were known for what they do. And I get called up same day I get there. I'm in the bullpen. So let's take that back a step. I've never pitched in the bullpen a day in my life. So I have to go down the Coors Field, sit there in the bullpen and wait till my name might get called in this game. And I quite honestly don't remember if we were winning by a lot of runs or losing.
You
by
were
a
losing
lot of runs.
By a lot of runs when you came in, I believe. You guys lost that game 12-2.
And I remember kind of like I'm smart enough and I have enough feel for baseball that I'm sitting down in that bullpen. This is a team that's going to basically my Padres team was going to win the division,
yeah,
and go on to play in the World Series.
Sure.
This was near the end of the season. So I knew the new guy up here, they're not wasting any pitching. I'm going in this game. And the worst part about that is I knew I was going in this game probably in like the fourth inning or the fifth inning and just sitting and waiting and knowing what Denver was like. And I couldn't tell you what my stat line was. I know it didn't turn into a mess. I know I had other games there that probably did turn into a mess that I remember, but I just that memory of knowing the lore and the, you know, what happens at Coors Field and having to wait there for your debut was rough.
I'll tell you this. I have your stat line in front of me. The good news, you struck out a batter in one inning. You also did not give up a home run. The bad news. Your ERA after your major league debut was 27. You did give up three, right. But you know what? You had a better day than Joey Hamilton or Scott Sanders ahead of you, both of whom got beat up for a lot of runs, too.
Scott Sanders, whose son debuted last night for the Pirates.
Which is crazy. That's a story for another day. We might revisit that next week. Hey, Matt, as always, it's a pleasure, man, and we'll talk to you again next week. Like I said, thanks, man.
All right, thanks.
Cool. God, can you imagine, Don, Coors Field for your very first entree into the bigs? You want to talk about just walking into basically pitcher hell. That sounds like what it would be. Oh, yeah. Hey, Matt, good luck. Have fun. The ball flies about twice as far here, it seems. Have a good one.
What do people say is the second worst place you could probably start a game?
I mean, like nowadays,
Yankee Stadium or Cincy?
I would say Cincy. You know what used to be an underrated launching pad was Arizona, and I think it still kind of is. I used to look at that stuff and really nerd out. Chase Field, whatever it's called now, Arizona's Park, used to be pretty close to Coors Field, especially when they really were trying to mess with the balls with the humidor and everything and really taking steps to try to rein in Coors Field. The Diamondbacks Park was also another crazy one where the ball just jumped out of there. I mean, dude hit one 430 feet off Mason Miller there yesterday. Now, granted, him throwing the ball 104 probably contributed to that, but still.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.